Okay, let's get started with this segment. You know, we've all been talking about how just anxious and tense our lives are these days. You know, I do those commercials for Rosecrans, and I say, listen, if you think it's hard for you, imagine if you're somebody who has drug or alcohol issues or somebody who has a mental health issue. Those issues impact those whole families, not just those individuals, and Rosecrans is there to help you deal with those things, to reclaim those lives. And I want to give you an example of how that works. In our studio is Dan DeGrice. He is the director of the Rosecrans Florian Program. Dan, thanks for coming into the studio.
John, thanks for having me.
What's the Florian Program do?
The Florian Program serves a population. It's specific to uniformed service personnel, police, fire, military, corrections, and nurses.
So for drugs and alcohol or for mental health issues?
A combination of both. For an SUD, substance use disorder, as well as co-occurring issues.
So I suppose there's always been a population in that sector because of the stress of their jobs or other factors that would need the services of Rosecrans. Has the COVID crisis amped that up?
I think the anxiety for everybody has been amped up. If you look at the crisis lines, SAMHSA shows that there's in one crisis line there was almost an 800% increase in calls. In regards to our services, ours are pretty consistent over time.
What kind of calls are those?
For the crisis calls? Could range from suicidal ideation to just not being able to manage day-to-day living to just overall frustration. And, hey, so, like, for us in the fire service and police and that, we deal with crisis every single day, and we deal with 5, 10, 15, 20 calls a day. With COVID and anything else that comes up, we don't know when that's going to stop, so there's just cumulative added stress.
Yeah. Well, if I were a firefighter, police officer, I think that would be an occupational hazard because, you know, your job is going into people's crises. But then if you layer upon that, when you go home, you've still got the COVID crisis or the economic crisis or the political tension. So you must think you can't escape it. And then you go to work and everybody else who you're dealing with is additionally ratcheted up. So you must feel like there's no oasis out there. Am I right?
The big thing that we talk about these days is self-care. How do we manage? How do we cope? How do we get away from the constant stress?
One of the clients that's come through, an alum of the Rosecrans Florian program, that's out in Rockford, right, at the campus over there?
Correct.
Which is just a beautiful facility. I've toured it. I've visited with the people out there. I saw a lot of teenagers. I saw a lot of youth there. Is it in that same area, though?
So it's a couple of miles away. Yeah, RGW handles adolescents 13 to 18, and the Harrison campus deals with 20 and over.
Everybody manage your health care and your mental crises and your alcohol and substance abuse addictions as best you can. But if you have the opportunity to avail yourself, should you need it, of that program for kids in Rockford, I wholeheartedly endorse it. They are so thorough, and it's just such a, I use the word oasis, I'll use it again. You pull in and you go, okay, we can get a hold of this thing here. You know,
yeah, it's on a 5,000 acre property. Yeah.
There's a Japanese garden. There's a pond. There's a little hiking there. And when you go inside the facility, it's clean and bright, and it just feels so healthy. It just exudes positivity. And the kids I met with were doing that there, too. I wish that for first responders. I hope they have a similar sort of environment. You know what I mean?
We do. Let me just correct myself. I think it's on 5 acres, not 5,000. But in regards to the program, yeah, the unique thing about our Florian program, while we've served uniformed service personnel at the adult campus since 1995, the program is led by myself. I've been in the fire service for 30 years, been in behavioral health for 34, and we have other police, fire, and military personnel that provide the service.
You're a firefighter as well.
I ran out of the house right next door for 7 years.
You're at this one right over here by the radio station.
I retired last year.
How about that? That's a going concern you guys got over there. I don't know how they park those trucks in and out of there sometimes. And they're coming and going all of the time. So this has been your life's work as well, huh?
It has. Being around men and women who thrive, really, on mitigating crisis. And then what do we do when there's increased crisis, like you said, like COVID?
Justice Clinton is an alum of that Florian program and a former member of the Champaign Police Department, and is a unit specialist with the Florian program, the Rosecrans Florian program. Justice, you're on WGN. Welcome to our radio show. How are you?
I'm good, John. Thank you so much. Just real quick, I'm familiar with the show, and I really enjoy the speed joke section because I frequently use your material to torment my children.
I don't think of it as tormenting as much as entertaining, Justice, but I'll take that as a compliment. And, you know, it's funny because, so we tell jokes every morning at 9:30. We try and replay them in the 11 o'clock hour. I don't know if I will today, but I think of that as my little therapy for me and for people.
Absolutely.
And if it gives you just a moment to smile or look forward to something to smile, sometimes it's good to have that carrot, then more power to us, right, Justice?
Absolutely, sir.
So how is it that you found yourself in the program then? What's your story?
I'd spent 20 years as a police officer and some additional time as a firefighter and an EMT. Towards the second half of my career, I found some unfortunate circumstances through some career experiences that led me down a path of PTSD and addiction that ended up with some life-changing circumstances. Got introduced to the Rosecrans program by a downstate ER physician, which is where I met Dan and a number of our other wonderful staff members on the Florian unit through Rosecrans. Came through as a client, and a little while down the road have recently come back on to join and help with our mission, which is to help our first responders and our military population, give them the tools and resources that they need to maximize and optimize their success.
You don't need to be any more specific than that, Justice, but in your career and in your life, you found yourself maybe abusing substances or something happened and now you're in the ER and they said, hey, you've got to get some help, and that's what got you to Rosecrans?
Yes.
Yeah. How long ago was that?
That was back in 2018.
How difficult is it, or has it been, was it, to reform your ways, to either get over the addiction or calm yourself relative to PTSD?
Well, it's difficult for those of us in that capacity to recognize that we've lost the ability to control and self-regulate, because professionally, that's what we do in an operational sense, is go out there and serve the public and try to handle crisis situations and control the dangerous aspects out there in the public. We're really good at that as a profession. I found myself, and like other people, not having a very strong ability to do that personally. And to recognize that is something that our first responders and military have experienced challenges with, recognizing that they do need to help and they need to surrender themselves to people that have dedicated their lives to helping others not go down this road.
Is it helpful to have a unit that is specifically for first responders and military individuals?
It's not only helpful, it's critically imperative that our first responders and military are surrounded by folks who are like-minded individuals, both professionally and with their own life circumstances, because it helps us serve our clients, and it helps our clients realize that there is a foundation of hope that they can stand on.
I wonder how different it would be, though. So say I'm a radio disc jockey, or I'm an accountant, or I'm a school teacher, and I find myself in the company of that group. We're all trying to get the same sort of help, but I guess my life experiences, my trauma has probably been different. Would you agree with that?
So definitely, well, so different, but the big thing for us is we're still men and women. We're husbands and wives. We're sons and daughters. So we have our personal experiences, and then with our job, our career, we have exposure to more trauma, some that happens to us and some that happens to other people.
I'm kind of curious what you guys are hearing out in the field, though, these days. So how different is it? How acute is it for all of these people we're talking about, the first responders and military people. We'll continue this conversation in a minute. We're just talking about fire safety. Imagine that. If you visit with a guy who was a battalion chief at the fire department stationed right next to WGN Radio Studios, suddenly we ended up talking a little bit about that off the air. That's Dan DeGrice. He's the director now of the Rosecrans-Florian program. Rosecrans has, what did I say the other day, 60 locations throughout the Midwest, 100 years. They've been helping people with drug and alcohol addiction and also mental health disorders. And this Florian program is for people who are frontline workers, fire, police, EMT, members of the military coming home. Maybe they've been stationed here and they've got PTSD or other substance issues. And so this program is specifically for them because they've had like experiences. Justice Clinton is on a phone line, an alum of the Rosecrans Florian program. He's a Champaign, or at least was, police department officer. By the way, Justice, are you then in Champaign, or are you up here in the Chicago area now?
I relocated to join the Rosecrans Florian team up in Rockford, so I'm up in the northwest part of the state now.
Yeah, I got that. Is it like a family? Is it like a little community then for you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of a unit within the community. That's correct.
Yeah, if I could answer, John, when we started the program in 2014, my answer was exactly that to Phil Eaton, the CEO. I wanted to be part of the family. And yeah. Would you have us? And he said, yeah. It was really cool.
By the way, if any of this information is helpful to you, if you think, we got to do something about this, it's rosecrans.org, and you can find out more. But guys, before the break, so both of you work inside that Florian program for Rosecrans, and Justice, you are an alum of it. You went through the program as a patient, I guess is the word, and now as somebody who helps these people. But what's it like out in the field? What are you hearing either on the lines or from the people coming in? How is it different in 2020 than it was in 2018? Justice, you go first, but both of you comment on that.
Well, absolutely, it's different. I think just socially right now, what our men and women in uniform are experiencing on the street with the common political issues and the social issues that unfortunately we're facing with such negativity towards our uniformed services personnel has contributed to some of the take-home baggage that our clients experience. And I've heard that here recently, which is not something that I experienced in my career.
Yeah, you know, shame on me. I didn't even think about it in those terms. All the more reason for this group to sort of be together, because when I think of the anxiety that's piled upon people these days, I think of COVID, I think of economic insecurity, I think of anxiety over the election, I think of the civil unrest in the city, but then at least I get to go home. But if I'm a police officer and I'm out fighting that good fight and people are throwing rocks at me and calling me names, or I'm being accused of being a kind of person that I'm not because of some video they saw, I'm just thinking off the top of my head here, but I would imagine that's different than it was even a year ago, right?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what we hear very frequently.
Yeah, I think just to piggyback on what Justice said is that the fact that police, fire, nurses, dispatchers, they have to go to work. We don't get paid at home. We have to go to work, and that's when the neat thing, too, with Rosecrans is that we haven't closed our doors. We've stayed open through this pandemic and are planning to.
Do you find nurses or doctors, would they be the kind of people that would be in the Florian program as well?
Absolutely.
It seems like at first our focus was so much on, you know, patting these people on the back. There were food drives. People were dropping off cakes. We were doing everything we can to cheer on the medical responders when the crisis became most acute, COVID. But now that we're all so used to it, I think we're almost taking those people for granted. You know, we need to kind of remind ourselves it's still tough out there, right?
Well, I'll just give you an example. I just stopped by the firehouse next door because I parked there and talked to some of the guys. They remembered me. They saw that I lost actually 20 pounds in the last 11 months from retiring, from reducing my stress. But asked where one of the medics was, and he said he's at home because he had a needle stick that was identified as positive for HIV. Those are the consistent concerns that we deal with every single day that don't go away, and add on COVID, add on traffic, add on building construction.
How does that happen? How does a professional firefighter, EMT, get accidentally stuck by a needle that might be HIV positive?
Accidents happen every single day.
It wasn't done deliberately by somebody. They were maybe administering a drug to somebody that was HIV positive, and then somehow it accidentally touched them.
All different types of ways. Yeah, many different ways. And that's why they call them an accident. It wasn't, from my understanding, intentional, but I didn't look into it much further.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's your thought about that, Justice?
Yeah, police officers, for sure, run an increased risk of that also. And I've worked with several former coworkers have experienced the same thing. It's hard for people who serve because they dedicate their lives knowing that they may have to make an ultimate sacrifice, and they carry that with them home. And it's hard to have that mental separation between personal life and professional life, which sometimes has an opportunity to compound the problem.
So do the spouses or children, are they the ones that kind of push you guys out the door? Are they the ones, or is it your own source sort of realization? I wonder what gets people to go to Rosecrans. Does the wife say, that's it, we have to address
both.
This?
It could be both. It could be many times it's guys around the firehouse who work with these folks all the time, or your beat partner on the shift who recognizes something isn't right, or oftentimes it's a combination of the people that you surround yourself personally and the people that you work with on a day-to-day basis. They come together to try to help you.
I just imagine. So if it's substance abuse or maybe a mental health issue, PTSD, I wonder, it must be hard for that person. It is in the lay public, if you will. Maybe you guys are even more proud, maybe even more resistant to saying, I can't beat this thing. Can you relate to that, Justice?
Oh, absolutely. Because, you know, we're trained, and we receive our academy and training to optimize our survival. And sometimes we deal with real life and death circumstances, and that comes into play in a personal aspect with pride and recognizing the fact that something has taken over our lives, and we need to reach out to help the people that have professional experience in doing so.
One of our listeners texted in and said, is Rosecrans a state or federally funded? What's the answer to that?
So it's a not-for-profit organization. Probably 80% of the population that comes in with funding, but we also have state funding, and we have Charity Care to support the men and women that are overcome the barriers to accessing services.
Comes in with their own funding.
Correct.
Yeah. But there are also, you said, charitable programs. There's, I won't call them scholarships, but there's money set aside to help people.
Yeah. Again, Rosecrans has been around since 1916, and they have a Kinley Foundation that supports people who make that step to find recovery and change.
Justice Clinton is an alum of the Rosecrans Florian program, and is a speed joke teller. He tortures his family with them, I understand. Justice, congratulations on getting through the program, and what a great calling for you now in the second half of your career to do this. I'm glad you're able to join us. Thanks for being on the phone today.
Thank you, John, for the opportunity to talk a little bit about the program and to emphasize and highlight our ability to reach out to the first responder community.
Yeah, well, we should have done this a long time ago, but if it's more on our mind now, hooray. And Dan DeGrice is here, director of the Rosecrans Florian Program. Rosecrans, Rosecrance. I said org, right? I think that's
yes,
it. Rosecrans.org. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Yeah, too. Thanks for having us, John.